But now, how much fun can we have talking food on the Friday morning show? Chef Brian Morcom is a Tower Sudan graduate. He's worked in the restaurant business for 2 decades, running the kitchen at award-winning restaurant Alma in Minneapolis. We talked to him, I think, last year, maybe the year before, as he started. He moved back to his home area of Tower, and he started some pop-up weekends at local restaurants. Now he's starting a pop-up summer restaurant in Ely, or it's already opened. It's called Moose Bear Wolf. Brian, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what does this mean, this pop-up restaurant? How did it come to be in Ely? Why'd you choose there? Kind of give us the story.
Well, I was working on putting that place in Tower, you know, trying to build a permanent place, but just the funding wasn't there right now. So I was looking, what could I do since I hadn't been in the kitchen in 2 years fully? And this opportunity just showed up, and we put it together in the last month and a half, and we're open 6 days a week up here in Ely for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Well, here's one of the things I appreciate about the food that you do. And I suspect you've always done this, but more so on the Iron Range. I mean, it really matters where you live to what you end up cooking, doesn't it? Can you kind of give us your philosophy on that?
Well, like I said, I was trained at Alma in, you know, in all the techniques and, you know, world cuisine. And then it just started to come naturally to me. It's just, you start looking around and you're like, oh yeah, rhubarb. Rhubarb grows really well here. Actually, rhubarb grows here better than anywhere in Minnesota, I'd say. I'd say Sudan has the best rhubarb, some of the oldest lineage. So I have rhubarb all over my menu, you know, in different ways and how to present it. So you feel that connection when you can see your food outside around you and then you can eat it.
I have so many questions now. Why is the rhubarb better, and where does it show up in your menu?
It's from Sudan. I mean, it's one of the oldest settlements up here. So I'd say it's probably the oldest plant. And if you lived through 137 years of winters, you would be pretty sweet yourself.
So how does it show up in your menu?
I have a rhubarb compote on porchetta. I play a spin on words. I have a thing called rhubarb pasties. They're little hand pies. I have a rhubarb soup. I use rhubarb vinegar. We, you know, White Claw is really popular right now. And I said, well, I don't want a White Claw. We have a Bear Claw, and it's made with rhubarb lemonade and spritzer. So anywhere I can use rhubarb, I'm using it.
Yeah, is that the signature cocktail you're talking about?
Yep. Oh. Yep, the Bear Claw.
Oh my gosh.
Talk about a summer drink. That sounds lovely.
Right. And then we'll have the moose paw coming here soon.
What's going to be in that?
That'll be a blueberry, because here in 3 weeks, we're going to have to start switching things up and roll into blueberries. Blueberries everywhere.
Okay, I want to hear about some of these sandwiches. First of all, they're served with porchetta French fries. What does that mean?
It's just a seasoning.
Okay.
The porchetta seasoning that we toss the French fries with.
Okay. These, the sandwiches represent the area, though.
The name, yes.
The names, yeah.
Like, we've got Iron Range Po' Boy, Ranger, Ojibwe, and which is the one? That one looks so good. It's a Manuman burger, smoked Gouda, and Indian fry bread. And then the Findian. I love it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, so I grew up with a grandma who absolutely, she was Finnish, and she loved that squeaky cheese. Tell us about that sandwich.
Well, the Findian came about because, you know, growing up here close to the reservation, you know, I have a lot of Native American friends who are also Finnish, and it made complete sense to me. It's like, you know, Indian, you know, wild rice, meatloaf, squeaky cheese, and then fry bread. It created itself. I just gave it the vehicle it needed.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the entrees. Where are you? How are you sourcing, say, the trout and the walleye and that kind of stuff?
The trout's coming from, the walleye's coming from Red Lake. I'm working with the fish guys. They're a reputable purveyor that I worked a lot with out of the cities, and fortunately I'm able to work with them up here, that, you know, because they have a representative out of Duluth. So I get a lot of things speedied here. The trout's coming from, I'm not quite sure where it is down south, but it's called driftless trout. It's a Minnesota trout that, you know, it's farmer, you know, they're raising it here. It's beautiful. It comes in whole, head on, and it's just an amazing product that I haven't worked with before, and getting the opportunity now to work with it and share it with, you know, people around me it's been great so far.
So you have you were talking about the rhubarb earlier, and you were talking about rhubarb soup. That is on your dessert menu. Can you tell us a little bit what that soup is like, and how is it a tangy sweet, or what are we doing here?
Yep, it's sweetened, and then it's seasoned with coriander, vanilla bean, and orange. And then it has a buttermilk panna cotta in it, and that's just essentially cooked cream set with gelatin. So that's in the center, and then you have the soup around, and then little mint and lemon oil. Some people, I think, are a little nervous when they see rhubarb soup, but then when you see them eat it and they smile, you're like, yeah, I got you.
I'm so happy that you've paid tribute to the root beer lady. She shows up in your menu too, right?
Yes. Dorothy Malter, what an amazing lady, and what a great story. And that's how I try to connect things and weave them, is you try to celebrate your community. And when you're celebrating your community, the food just comes naturally to me. It's like, you know, what am I going to do for dessert? Well, of course I got to have a root beer cake.
Doesn't that sound wonderfully moist?
Yes, it does.
That sounds so good.
So, Brian, why the new pop-up restaurant in Ely, Moose Bear Wolf, why the name? Or was it hard to come up with something?
You know, the place I'm in is called the Old Chocolate Moose. And I wanted to pay homage to that, as, you know, in the naming of it. But just every time I was driving to Ely, or you drive around Ely, you see moose this or bear that or wolf here. And I was like, well, I'm just going to do it all. I'm going to be Moose Bear Wolf. And I put them all together, and, you know, if people are jealous now, it's Moose Bear Wolf. I wanted to be different than the Old Chocolate Moose, because I think, you know, the Old Chocolate Moose is a, you know, it's an establishment. It's been here 25 some years. And I wanted people to know that I was going to be different than that place. It wasn't going to be, you know, the breakfast, lunch, dinner. You know, I'm just focused on dinner only.
Are you excited to be cooking regularly again like this?
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't remember the last time I've cooked this much. You know, I've been doing, you know, 16 hours, and I had to move here, you know, because I was driving back to Tower, and then I was like, nope, I can't do that. So I got a couch here in the basement, and I don't think I've been outside in 3 days.
Well, Brian, thank you for dedicating your life to such wonderful food.
It comes easy when you're doing what you love. That, you know, I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true. You know, it takes the pain away, and, you know, clear-headed all the time right now, because you just don't have time to think. You know, you don't let that mind start racing. You're doing something, so it's like I'm meditating for the last month.
The new restaurant pop-up is in Ely, Moose Bear Wolf, that we've been talking to Chef Brian Morecombe. Thanks so much. We wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. There's been some new things popping up around the area. We'd love to hear from you. There's a new wine bar in the Grand Rapids area called Unwind right downtown.
And then I just had a conversation with Carly in Virginia at the 218 yesterday, and the 218 Tap House has reopened. That is in Virginia. And if you know of another local food place, we'd love to hear about it. You can send that to comments@kaxe.org.